This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, I'm pretty sure that is just one water. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
That's
correct.
That's accurate. I have to say something to the affirmative there. Yeah. Every time, and I feel like I've said basically every word in the English language that means some form of correct.
Yeah.
And I'm here for validation. I think maybe I haven't dipped into the affirmative as much.
Aaron, it feels like, especially with our track record of science, like knowing what things are on this podcast, It feels oftentimes like I'm looking for validation of things that I know. And I was like, for a brief second, I thought you're going to be like, you're wrong, John. It's like, did I mess up? Fuck.
It's been 2 weeks and you've already forgotten that I changed my name to Daniel.
Daniel.
That's probably the last name I would change mine. I don't know why I said Daniel.
Daniel, it's a little bit versatile, especially if you're a country artist, because you can be a Dan, or you can have your last name be Daniel and be Dan Daniel or something.
I think a Daniel might, with the right charisma and the right Daniel, I think a Daniel could pull off being a Neil. Like if you're
Daniel.
Like, my name's Daniel, but people call me Neil. But not like that, obviously. You can't say it like that. But I see a world where a Daniel could pull that off. So when you talk about versatility, like that is something you could reach for. You could.
I feel like you would more often than most, like when people shorten their names one way or the other to make a nickname out of themselves, like Jonathan and John for me. Like I'm a Jonathan. Right. I don't ever tell people that because it feel like if you told me you were Neil and I found out later your name was Daniel, I would feel betrayed.
I would like, it's Neil. It's the last part of my name.
It's like, that's like John. I mean, I could go by Nathan as Jonathan. I would feel the same way.
Is the same goddamn thing.
It is.
I would feel so betrayed.
Yeah.
If you're like, hi, I'm Nate.
Yeah. Oh, that's even worse because you shortened the shortened part.
Exactly. Yeah. And you changed letters even. You changed it from, you just got the NAT left.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are anymore.
You brought in some sort of outside E. Like, what is this name an open relationship with other letters?
You added vowels that were not part of your original name somehow. It's like,
you
I don't
can
know.
Do that with the first shortening, but you cannot with the second one.
Yeah, you've gone too deep. I mean, you might as well just pick out a new name. Just pick out a brand new name at that point. Just go. You could do better at that point.
All right. Here's another one.
Okay.
Another situation. Okay, you're Jonathan.
Yes.
You start going by Nathan.
Okay.
Fine. It's in there.
I'm undercover.
I gotta give it to you. Later on, someone comes up and they decide that rather than saying Nathan, they're just going to start calling you Big N.
Okay.
And they're using is the N. And so technically, it's part of your name. In fact, you got a couple N's.
I got a couple. I got at least two. I got at least two in there.
You got two. But I feel like that is also a betrayal. If I was introduced, like, this is Big N, and then later on, you're like, well, my name's Jonathan. I'm like, where the fuck the N come from? Oh, it's the fifth letter of my name. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even if for a time you were Nathan. No, you're Big J or nothing.
Yeah, I'll feel a little bit better if I would... if you specified the which end it was. Like if I was like, yeah, it's big
the
end,
first
like the last
end.
It's I would think in the last one because Jonathan ends with an N. It's like most people go by Big J. I'm going by the end of my name, Big N.
Big N. In my scenario though, I did establish
right
that you had for some time gone by Nathan and then dropped the Ethan, or you just dropped it down to the N. Well, maybe I didn't say that you dropped the Ethan, but I think it was the implication. It was that the Nathan, the N sort of became your new first letter of your name. But it's really just filling in there. Yeah. It's filling in for the J. It's all right to fill in for the J, but it can't be the full thing. You can't be Big N. I'm sorry.
That feels like a situation where you have the two friend groups collide and they call you by two different nicknames.
Yep.
And like suddenly you're having to answer questions that you didn't really want to answer at that point. It's like why did they call you Big N? It's like, well, you know.
I do seem to recall that there was a time that, like, flashback, for some reason in my high school friend group had a lot of Jameses in it, like so many Jameses. And so all the people I knew from high school called everybody, not just the Jameses, by their last name. It began with a James problem and extended to everyone, which is fine. I had a lot of my friends called me Littleton. Okay. And then at some point, you know, I meet John. This is after high school. But then John sort of gets introduced to my high school friend group.
Yeah.
And then
true.
He sees that these people call me Littleton. They don't call me Aaron. And then I do think at some point you kind of tested it out. You're like, hey, Littleton. And I was immediately like, no, you don't say that. That doesn't come right. That does not sound right coming out of your mouth. You're a college friend, not a high school friend.
Yeah. It's like we're nipping this in the bud. Yeah, yeah. I specifically remember you talking to, like, it's like I don't know about that.
Yeah, that is not okay.
Yeah.
What you just did there.
I used to apparently as a kid, like I heard other people call my mom by her first name, Sharon. And I thought it was like, oh, that's what you do. And I started calling my mom Sharon, and it like distraught her a little bit. It's like everyone else is calling you that.
Yeah. I think that happened. I feel like maybe I did that as a kid. You try it out. You're like,
yeah.
Hey there, Betty.
Yeah.
I
just tried it out. Admittedly, when I said it, it's like, it didn't feel right. I will say, like, you did not feel like a Littleton to me when I said that. So.
No, it's, I could feel it in your voice. We both needed to acknowledge this was incorrect.
Yeah.
It could not stand.
Yeah. It's kind of like, my last name, Hurst, it doesn't really roll off the tongue that well as part of like a name you call people. It's like, it sounds like you're pointing at a location, like a sandbar or something. I don't know.
It's a sandbar. Watch out.
Yeah.
Don't take your pontoon boat that way.
Yeah, it's a Hurst over there.
There's a Hurst in the bend of the river.
Yeah. Aaron, it's been a while since we did this, hasn't it?
It has. Through no reason that has any overarching reason. We are not, you know, quitting the podcast or anything. We just had a couple of busy and terrible weeks.
Yeah, it's been like, even this one, it's like, it's been the world conspiring to not have us do a podcast, but we're making it happen. It's happening right now.
If this was professional sports, the opposing team of there not being a podcast this week would have thrown the review flag, and the umpires would definitely be watching a very slow motion review if we got this podcast done in time.
I want to see the podcast sport now. What does this podcast sport look like? Do you go head to head against another podcast and like you just talk at each other or talk to each other? How does it? Like, that would be...
You compete to be the first one to get a Manscaped ad,
oh,
I think.
Oh, man. It's going to be... That's that could be months.
Could be months.
Like, I can't be on the podcast field for that long. Like, can I at least get a Stamps.com sponsorship? Get a
Sorry,
couple points?
No,
is
that
like a
safety? That doesn't work.
Safety?
You could just sign up for those, I think. You don't have to be approached by an account representative.
Your coach is just your producer on the sideline with a clipboard and a computer connected to to referral codes or something.
Blue 50 for 50% off Blue Chew. Hike.
Hut, hut, yeah. Tut, tut, tut.
It's something like, it's definitely something like that. No one would watch it.
Yeah. But
it would have to be audio. It's a podcast. It's an audio only sport. Now hang on. Hang on.
Well, I think you got something here.
Now we've picked something up. Now we have it.
So, like, no one is in the audience, or if they're in the audience, they got to be blindfolded. They got to hear it.
You're just listening.
Do they have like? Is it like every quarter is like a new topic or something? They throw out the topic at the beginning. Aaron, I got a video that I need to show you at some point.
I'm interested, but I don't know I'm the right person to design the all audio sport.
Fine. So, mankind has is not quite ready for it yet, but I am ready to give you a video that you have no idea about.
I do not.
Indeed, indeed. So we're going to watch this video here in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There's some wolves.
Yeah, it's wolves. Yeah, it's...
They've got a big metal tub. There's some ice in it. The wolves are kind of messing around with some ice.
Yeah, they're chomping on the ice. This video is called Wolves Chomping on Ice! Exclamation point.
Well, I mean, it's right there.
It's right there.
There it is.
They're chomping on the ice. Only one has chomped on the ice so far in this video.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need to see at least one more wolf chomping. He's licking it. Oh, that's he almost chomped it.
An almost chomp. It's kind of thought about it.
He's really edging this chomp. He's really gooning on this chomp right now.
you do not like he does not have riz for the block of ice. Is that right?
No. Well, he's trying. He's trying to get it. I don't know why they don't want it in the big pan of water. They want to get it out of the water.
They want their own person.
Multiple. It's a static camera shot, by the way. This video is a static camera shot.
Yes.
Of sort of a corrugated metal tub is in the foreground.
Good God!
Water and ice, and there's a bunch of whitish gray wolves. Well, some of them are white. Some of them have a little gray. Are these gray wolves?
I would say gray wolves. I hear. I'm not sure, honestly, but one of them, like the what I said, one of them just grabbed the whole thing out there, and it just has a hoarding all the ice for the other wolves.
Yeah. Now I will say, like, animals are fascinated with ice. I think just in general.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and I'm going to include humans in that because it's a hard thing, and then it's cold, and then it stops being hard and cold, and it gets squishy. And warm. So I don't know. I get it. Animals. Yeah. Ice. Right.
I mean, most of the time you see water, it's in that liquidy form. You see it and it's like, it's kind of cool sometimes. It's nice. It's nice to have. It's nice to survive on your body or, you know, like maybe swim in it. But it's not like nothing like you make like ice in a different form. It's like, hold on now. This keeps my drink cool.
Yeah. This is interesting. All right, I do kind of want to rewind to the beginning of your sentence there, though.
Okay,
because you said something that I kind of want to examine a little bit because I think we've talked on this podcast before where oftentimes you'll say something and I'm like, is it or do you? And I make you doubt yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so you said most of the time you see water, it's in liquid form. Okay.
I mean, when I'm thinking about water,
I know when you're thinking about water, it's when you see it, it's in liquid form.
You know,
but and
it's not a plasma form. I've never seen.
But you're missing the next. I think maybe depending on how we count water, and I think this is going to be a big question. Is do you see clouds more? Do you see more water in a cloud when it's in its vapor form than you do just regular? Well, I don't want to say regular water because that demeans my whole argument here. When you see it in its liquid form,
you know,
right? I mean, you go outside, like, how do you count a water? Like the water in this tub, is that one a water? Is that a water?
That's a thing of water, yes.
That's one holding unit of water.
Yeah.
Okay. When you look at a cloud, is a cloud one water?
I understand that there is water potentially in that cloud, and it will come down and
it's
become...
It's not potential. It fucking is. Yeah. That's what a cloud is. It's water vapor.
It will become
vapor.
A liquid form of water instead of a gaseous form.
We didn't... You were comparing ice, which is water, hard water. Yeah. You said most of the time you see it more in liquid form instead of solid form, instead of ice. And I'm bringing vapor into this equation here. And I'm asking you, how do we count waters? And is a cloud one water?
So I talk about water and you suddenly want to open the vape shop. Okay, I see how it is.
Because it's water. It's water. A cloud is water.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is. But I'm not thinking about water unless the rain's happening. Then I'm probably thinking about water.
Because you're thinking of liquid water. Right. Okay?
I'm being very waterist right now.
You're all, like, ignoring, like, one of probably the most... common, one of the, at least the top three most common forms of water vapor, which is in clouds. And so I ask you, is a cloud one water? When you count a water,
when I count a water, you know,
because you said without hesitation, this big metal tub of water is one water. That's
right.
That's one water.
Okay,
and I'll even give you that chunk of ice that they've pulled out. That's one water. So there's two water.
Okay, in this logic, yeah, you're right. If I'm looking at a cloud, that is now one water. You are correct.
Okay.
One to become liquid water, if I would say.
So if it became liquid water, you would not count a rain... like a rain event. All the raindrops are not one water.
That's many water.
Many water. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess what I would say though is that a cloud in vapor form is just a bunch of vapor hanging out nearby each other, right? Like they're not necessarily stuck together, and this is where my knowledge of clouds like begins to fall apart, because I'm trying to think back to the last time I studied clouds, and
serious, cumulus.
I'm coming up with
that,
like,
other
a
kind of
grade science lesson.
Yeah, that there's like three, like
what cirrus, cumulonimbus, cumulus,
yeah,
and nimbus, and cirrus,
Sirius FM,
Sirius the dog star, probably not water. But I guess when you see a cloud,
mm-hmm.
like, I think it's a bunch of discrete water vapor that just happens to be near each other. And so I feel like one cloud's actually like a billion water.
Well, yeah, I mean, but also with the one water that I'm pointing out to earlier here with the Padub, that's many water elements.
It's stuck, but it's stuck together. Okay, it's stuck together.
That cloud's stuck together. That cloud's kind of stuck together, at least
it's
in a formation
nearby.
That's pleasing to the eye.
It's nearby one another.
Yeah, it kind of like forms like, but I'm looking at that cloud, though, and I'm not seeing one water up there. I'm seeing like Bugs Bunny look-alike cloud from that. That kind of like that's stuck together. I'll count that as one.
Okay. All right. How many is a whole sky full of clouds one water?
No,
or is it two water or multiple water? Like,
it could
is
be.
Does there have to be a barrier of just sky between each cloud before we get to multiple water in the sky?
Yeah, I would say the clouds, you know, like you can kind of, they have their own distinct shape, you know, like sometimes like you can kind of make out what it is and all that, maybe, like, and it has like a defining edge on that. That's one water at that point.
Okay. I mean, still, I think even if you don't accept my hypothesis that a cloud is many, many water,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like there's normally lots of clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
which is, so I mean, you look at the sky, you're seeing like
it's mini water,
8 to 10 waters.
Yeah.
And so you say, how many times are you looking at the sky? How many like glasses of water do you see between looking at the sky? And so that's why I kind of think it's sort of a, it's pretty bold of you to say that most of the water you see is liquid. I'm just saying that's a very bold statement. And I was just wondering if you had evidence to back it up. And it sounds like, I'm going to be honest, you don't.
I mean, like, you are focused on the universe of water, and I'm very focused on one singular style of water. The water that everyone loves to crave, and that is liquid water. Like, I don't look at that big cloud in the sky going, yes, I would like to thirst on that. I would like to goon on that cloud, Aaron. I don't think that. I think about that with water, like maybe like water after a hot day in the sun or whatever. It'd be like, oh,
liquid
man.
Liquid water. You got to say liquid water because it's all liquid water.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking liquid
all
water.
Water. Okay. If we're going to have a scientific conversation about how little we know about water, let's at least be as accurate as we can be.
You're right. You're so right. We can, I apologize.
So we can find these edges of our idiocy that we always seek so quickly in these podcasts. Wait a minute.
I'm thinking like when I'm thinking about liquid water, I'd be like, I would like to drink that liquid water. I might be thirsty for this water, liquid water.
But do you honestly think, with our definition of what a one water is, that you see more liquid water than water vapor, more glasses of water than clouds?
I'm letting the dogs eat their one water here to help establish the point.
you can easily break it up. Like, there's nothing stopping you from making a glass of water into, many different waters. These wolves are crunching up. They're crunching this ice.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one liquid water and one solid water on the ground now.
Yeah. Now that's a good question though. In our question here, if you have ice water, if you had, or I guess what's colloquially called ice water, which is a water with ice, liquid water with solid water in it.
Yeah.
Is that one water?
Oh,
can you have these hybrid waters, or is this multiple waters?
That's a hybrid water. I think you're right. I think it's one liquid water and many solid water at that point.
In the same cup. Okay. So a boundary, when we're defining what one is, a state boundary is established. So ice and water is two.
Right. I can perceive many ice cubes in the liquid water and distinct. And even though they're slowly becoming liquid water through their own volatility in that point.
Yeah. And let's not forget, the liquid water is becoming vapor water.
Right.
At the same time.
You're not wrong there.
And you can't necessarily see that vapor escaping from the tub, but it's going. It's going. The gaseous water. And which it's fine. We established we're talking about the number of waters John sees.
Yes. I do not perceive a whole, like, now, like, if you're taking, like, if you're boiling some water though, and you see the steam's like, what are we, like, is steam the steam vapor that
yeah that's just
see.
Vapor it's the same shit as clouds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that is, I guess, like, into, like, that is one water going up into the air, even though that is mini
so
water.
So a boiling pot
definition.
Of water is two.
Yes. I mean, it could be three.
Are we the first ones to invent water bath? I kind of want to know.
I mean, surely not. Surely this has been a discussion as long as water has been around, as long as wolves have been chomping on ice in their enclosures.
So this looks like a pretty hot place for a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and do you think, which would make sense that a wolf would want to chomp on this ice while it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice, would a wolf chomp on ice like in a natural wolf, a wolf out in just wolf land? You think a wolf would chomp on ice in the winter?
I bet, maybe. Like,
because that would be the only time that, apart from some sort of activity by humans, that a wolf would interact with ice.
Probably.
And
I mean, I just
wonder if it would just be too cold, right? I was like, ice is fun and all, but we have to keep our core body temperature up, so we're not going to chomp on this ice. Is this a luxury reserved for wolves that hang out with humans?
I think there might be a little bit of that in there. I could see a potential situation in the winter where maybe you're trying to get like at something or get to the water. So maybe like you crunch some up and like let it go down your warm gullet to turn into liquid water at that point.
Yeah, maybe.
But I do think, this is a hot ass place and they are encased in fur. So this is probably like a treat at this point.
Yeah, man, I'm so glad that dogs evolved, because I really want to pet all these dudes. All these dudes look like such a good pet, and they would not want that. They would eat me if I tried that.
They might be like you might be able to get away with a little bit of that, but you or your hand would be one hand to them at that point.
Yeah, it would become many hands inside of wolf bellies if I tried it. But they're just so fuzzy. What I really want to do is like push those ears down and watch them pop back up.
Oh yeah, the classic.
That sounds like a good time with this wolf. Mm-hmm. I wonder if caveman struggled with that. They're like, man, we got to domesticate those fuzzy bastards over there. Because I really want to pet that guy. I really want to play with his ears.
Yeah, the first person to domesticate a wolf or a dog, like or dog or whatever became is like, hey, check this out. I got this guy over here. He's my friend. Yeah, it's a wolf. I train him to sit.
Yeah, I can pet him.
Give him like an ice cube. He likes it.
Yeah. I've journeyed far into the north to bring him this ice cube, and it melted by the time I got back. But, you know, he still loves me because he's a dog now.
Yeah.
And that's what dogs do. Oh, I'll go pet a wolf. No, don't. What's the difference? One of them's nice. I don't know.
The first person to do domesticated dog, though, you know that they had to be like, hey, check. Like, everyone else had to be jealous. Look, man, I want him. I want an animal companion.
What do you think is the, like, once you domesticate a dog and humans are like, holy shit, we can domesticate things. We should try and domesticate something else. Like, what do you think is like attempt number two?
A deer, maybe? Like something
I was thinking a deer, because it's around, I won't say it's the same size as a wolf, but it's sort of in the same, you know. It's kind of, you encounter them in similar areas.
Yeah.
Like clearly that did not work.
No,
clearly
no,
deer wants nothing to do with us.
No, no. It's like most animals turns out, like most animals don't, like they don't really want a whole lot to do with us. It just happens to be, they put up with us more or less. I feel that way with snakes,
those
really.
Weird guys over there. I just assume that most animals see me as a weird guy.
Yeah,
that's a weird guy. Like, not necessarily a guy in, like, a human term, but just, like, a guy as a generic other living thing.
Right.
Just a weird guy. He does weird stuff.
Yeah. Just happens to be around a lot.
Yeah. He doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother you. Animals Sometimes. Review of me.
I would love to read, like, if there was, like, a way for animals to get internet and they had their reviews on humans, I would love to read that just to see what they would say.
It's fine.
A lot of them would be like, yeah, fine, whatever. A lot of three stars.
Drops food sometimes. 4 stars.
Leaves me outside. 2 stars.
Yeah. Idiot shits where he lives. One star.
I have a toilet.
Will Don't, not. Doesn't matter. This human responded to this review.
Will not eat the rat that I keep giving it by the doorstep. One star. He looks famished. He must eat.
Spends too many calories trying to count water. Inefficient. Not suited for wildlife.
Does something called a podcast. Negative 3 stars.
Okay, I'm tapping. That's fine. Oh, geez. I don't know. I could keep watching those guys. Yeah. That was all right.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, I was like, with everything coming, like, where we couldn't do a video for a while, it's like, yeah, let's do something a little bit calm, you know, like something that, you
yeah,
know, it's like, looks nice.
I give you full permission to bring as many, like, wolf videos as you want.
Okay.
As long as as long as they're not, like, being scary.
Right. No scary wolves.
Just cute wolves.
Just nice wolves. Nice wolves doing nice things.
Yeah. Review of wolf. Nice guy. 4 stars.
Yeah. I felt like that was a good segue to go into, like, yes, like, you can leave a review for Video Death Loop or whatever you want on there. But I was like, I paused just a little bit too long, and that feels awkward now, but I'm doing it anyway.
Well, I mean, that's fine. We got to get back in the groove.
Yeah, I got to get back into it. Like, it's been long enough that I feel like every step of the way, it's like, is that what we do? Is that we tell people to review and like and ask us questions at videodeathloop.com? Questions at videodeathloop.com?
Questions at videodeathloop.com. That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like an email that I check.
do we check that? I think we need to, but...
I actually do check it pretty frequently.
I leave that to Aaron typically, because sometimes people make suggestions and I don't want to be spoiled by them. So, like, if you want to give me suggestions that Aaron doesn't read, put it on Twitter. Like, usually, like, on the Video Death Loop there we go. That's the secret to there. If you want a video for Aaron, put it on Twitter. If you want a video for me, put it on Questions of Video Death Loop.
Wow, that feels like such inside baseball, but also worth saying, I suppose. Yeah.
You know, just throwing it out there, like, in case it's like, I have a specific video.
I really want to see John surprised by it.
Yeah.
Just Twitter, right. You're right.
I'm trying to think of what, like, is there, I feel like, am I forgetting anything else, Aaron?
Just tell them have a nice week.
Okay, yeah. Do that. Have a nice week.
Bye.